Blog Talk Radio.
Radio program. I'm your host, Susan, Laris, and Dan, and I am so happy to welcome you all here today to celebrate the first day of spring. And as usual, I am talking to you from the beautiful Pacific Northwest here in the foothills of the coastal range as I look out over trees and when it's out, Mount Hood, but it's not really visible right now. And as with many parts of the country, although here I think we see it a little bit earlier than some parts that I know have been just rarely frozen, we are seeing many, many beautiful signs of spring. And in fact, some of the pictures that are up on, in fact, all of the pictures up on the show page of the beautiful world around us, I did take myself within the last week or so on a walk near where I live. And it's a true blessing. No matter where we live, the earth is just reaching out to us right now to renew, to rejuvenate, to begin things anew, to launch things that perhaps we may not even quite know what it is that we're about to begin, but to be open to awakening, to be open to the spirit of the universe and of this wonderful planet that is out there and that we can embody. It's not just out there. We can bring it inside of ourselves. Our guest today is Sonia Grace. She is a returning guest. We are so very fortunate to have her here on this show today because Sonia is an expert, a practical expert in ceremonies for the earth. Now, I will tell you, Sonia will be joining us a little bit late. She will be here about 5 to 10 minutes after the hour. We'll see when she's able to get in. I will certainly be keeping an eye out for her. But before she arrives, I'm going to go ahead and tell you some things about her. Sonia and I have actually been in communication this morning regarding an experience I had yesterday, and I'm really looking forward to talking to her about this because I was walking out in nature right around sunset, and I saw these two beautiful birds playing over my head. And I thought that they were hawks. I really did. I just assumed be some sort of hawk. And even with that, I was just marveling at the dance that they were doing in the air over my head. Well, when I got home, and let me tell you, it went on so long. I had actually put my camera away. I usually do bring my camera with me when I go walking. And I was getting ready to go fairly soon, although I was going to go to this overlook and look out over this beautiful area nearby. And I managed to get my camera out, even though it wasn't ready to go, and snap a picture of them. There's not a picture on the show page, and I may have to put it up there later. But this is a pretty special picture, so I'm not sure if I'll put it up on the show page or not. I may put it up on my website instead, frontierbeyondfear.com. And anyway, the picture is not what's important. But what is important about the picture is that later when I looked at it, I realized, these birds don't look like hawks. What are these birds? It turned out they were bald eagles. And I was so blessed to have two bald eagles dancing over my head at sunset on the very last day of winter, just as we headed into the spring equinox. So today, we have Sonia Grace here. Sonia is the author of Earthways, Healing Medicine for the Soul, a Practical Guide for Ceremonies for the Earth. And in that book, she takes readers on a sacred journey through the four seasons. She is considered an earth angel, and she certainly has an angelic presence. From her mission statement for Earthways, she says, quote, "As a warrior of the light, greatest path is to surrender to your own resistance," unquote. And I can tell you, this is a show about fear. And we resist many, many things through our fears. I resist it too. Sometimes I resist even, you know, walking on these trails sometimes, because we're told that you shouldn't necessarily go out there. You might get lost. Something might happen. Well, most of the time, it's a wonderful experience, unless I let fear get in my way. So what do we do with fear? Well, we tame it. We tame it. We surrender. We surrender to the universe is what we do, because we have fear in life in so many ways that we can encounter. And in the springtime, this time of renewal, this time of awakening and launching into new things, sometimes new things can be frightening to us. In fact, many times they are. And yet, when we surrender to our own resistance, I love that statement of Sonia's. When we surrender, that's when come the truly creative, amazing, astounding souls on this planet that we are capable of being, by having the courage to be who we are and do what it is we are truly called to do, by listening. And nowhere can we listen more than when we're walking or when we're simply relaxing and meditating and reflecting, whether walking or just putting ourselves in a situation, whether it's a back patio, even a roof in the middle of the city, no matter where we find it, by putting ourselves out in nature and appreciating what it has to say to us. I have found that even simply looking at the sky is enough for me. And it's very rare to be in a place where you can't see the sky. And I'll tell you, in the Pacific Northwest, a lot of times that sky is not blue, at least in the wintertime, although lately we've been seeing quite a few blue skies. And I appreciate that even more. Yesterday, I was looking at quite a cloudy sky, threatening rain. There was kind of a blustery wind. And in March, many parts of the country, and I've lived in many places, there can be quite a wind that picks up. It can actually be cold. And yet, I was celebrating the beauty all around me. And here we are. I think I see here Sonia Grace is on the line. So I'm going to finish the introduction. I see you, Sonia, and bring her right on. I just wanted to tell you that for over 30 years, Sonia has been assisting people. She assists people with their stability, with clarity and guidance. She is a mystic healer and a counselor. She has been on George Norrie's Beyond the Belief Gaiam TV program, which is such a rare and special to be invited to be in such a space. And we are truly blessed that she is sharing her inspiration in such a visible way. She is also a regular guest on Coast to Coast AM. She is a channeler. She communicates with the divine. she can speak to those who have crossed over. She can read and clear karmic threads. She is an energy healer, and she also works with pets, and they're not always here, but today I just happen to have both my dog and my cat in the room with me, as well as the birds who are outside my window. In fact, a raven very loudly made its presence known out there right as the show began. Sonia's website is soniagrace.com, and I invite you to visit it. And without any further delay, I really must bring Sonia on the line. Hello, Sonia. I assume this is you. Are you there?
Hi, this is me. Happy spring. I'm here. Hello?
Welcome.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Sonia?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good.
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
Oh, it sounds
good.
Like Sonia's having some trouble.
Hi.
Oh,
happy
you can
spring.
Hear me. Okay. Hopefully we have a good line since we're kind of doing this spontaneously, bringing you in during the show. So if you stop being able to hear me, let me know. Can you hear me now?
Okay, I will. Yes,
okay,
I can.
So you can. All right, we're good.
I can
then.
Hear
well,
you.
I uh-huh. simply talked about my experience yesterday seeing the uh-huh. eagles. And I'm really curious as we launch into this, and I talked about renewal and what spring means to us. And so I want to give you an opportunity, Sonia, just to open this and let us know what are your discoveries of spring. And then we'll talk about the eagles, too, because I'm really curious.
Okay. Okay, well, my interpretation, excuse me, of spring is that we are at the beginning. It's a time for each of us at spring equinox to literally plant the seeds of what we want to see over this next year. So every thought, everything that's going on in your mind today is like, you know, it's what you're tilling the soil with and you're preparing for the next year. So this is a very powerful day, and it's something that we should all take very seriously in terms of being able to go outside or even if it's raining and cold and you can go inside, your intention is that you are planting the seeds for what you would like to see for your year to come, because this is, in some respects, a doorway that opens to the year to come.
Yes, yes. Do you feel, Sonia,
you are able to hear?
I'm going to switch lines. Seems like we're having some problems. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, Sonia. I'm going to switch to a different line so that we're sure
okay.
you can hear me.
Okay. Okay.
Can you hear me, Sonia? Are you there?
Yes, I can. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
I'm here.
Let's try this second line, because it looks like we're having a little trouble with the first. I can hear you fine, but I don't know that you can always hear me, so we'll go with this. I wanted to ask you, Sonia, when we put ourselves out in nature, do you feel that that's when these new ideas can come to us? Because so often we may not even really know at first. What seeds are we to plant? And how do we deal with some uncertainty, you know, when we're not necessarily sure what seeds we're ready to plant? How do we listen?
Well, I think that if people are not sure of what seeds to plant, that, you know, that it's a great opportunity to practice stepping out of our own way and simply planting seeds of gratitude. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all that you give me and all that you give everybody on the planet. And thank you for these beautiful trees and these plants and all of the abundance of food and water and air and life that you provide for us. And in gratitude, I plant these seeds for a life of gratitude for everything that is around me and in my life. I mean, just prayers like that are setting the stage for your new year to be filled with, you know, your gratitude and with the abundance of the earth.
Yeah.
So, if people aren't sure, like, oh, I really want that scholarship and I want to get into that school, I mean, you know, sure, those things are okay, but a lot of times we're in a society where we are so compelled to be competitive and to be, constantly striving to climb the ladder and be the top dog and be the best one and be, number one. And we get so hung up on all of that that we forget that it is the will of Creator. It is a higher power that it is not our will, and we engage our will as if we are, you know, the almighty powerful deciding what we will and will not do. And yet, really, if all of us were that incredibly powerful, I'm sure we would have all won the lottery 10 times over. Right?
You know, it's true.
That's a really simplistic way of putting
it's
it.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we need...
breaking up a little. No, it's all right.
There's a delay, like you're in Belgium and I'm in Portland.
Yeah, I know. It must be the energy of this day. It's just very powerful.
Yeah.
That I think that's part of it, too. In fact, why don't we can reflect on that as well? What have you noticed, Sonia, that the energy can even disrupt computers and different signals? And, you know, talk about what would we want? We would want a clear signal, and yet it's very energetically powerful right now.
It is. It's very powerful. And you know, my computer, my cell phone, all of the electronics in my house have been very reactionary in the past 24 hours. But we've also had a lot of, activity, corneal mass ejections and, all kinds of stuff coming in from the universe and the sun. And I'm, that disrupts everything as well. And not necessarily in a bad way. And going back to what I was saying about people setting their intention and planting seeds, I just feel that it's important that we learn to step out of our own way, that we have these ideas of what we want, but we don't always consider that we have karma. And it truly is our karma, our karmic history, that has things unfolding and developing the way that they do. So when someone gets upset, and they call me for a session and they say, well, I've worked my whole life to be this and it just doesn't ever come together. What's wrong with this? How come this isn't coming together? It's their will that's engaged in that happening, as opposed to really turning it over to their higher power, to God, to the universe, the goddess, and saying, okay, let me be aligned with truly what I need to be doing here.
Yeah.
And that requires a lot of trust, and most people don't have that kind of trust. Most people are, really struggling to have any sense of trust in this world we're in.
Yes. Yes. I certainly can relate. I think so many of us, we've been in careers that might be materially successful, and yet our soul is just being squashed, and we can feel that. And spring is such a time of things blossoming into abundance. And Sonia, we so often don't necessarily understand what abundance actually is, and I wonder if you could reflect on that as well, is we look for a certain type of abundance, and that may not exactly be what can nurture us. How? I wonder if you could talk about that a little bit.
Well, I actually talk about this a lot. I've got a new book coming out this fall. It's called Become an Earth Angel, Advice and Wisdom for Finding Your Wings and Living in Service. And I talk about that a lot in the book, in that people are constantly, going after more, needing more. It's that sociological problem I just talked about a few minutes ago. You know, we're competitive and we have to be number one. Yeah. And so we forget that just in the course of our day, to thank the earth, the goddess, for all that she provides us, to be grateful, to acknowledge, I'm so grateful I have a desk with a computer on it, or I'm so grateful that I have a car that I can drive to work in, or I'm so grateful that I have a slice of bread left in the kitchen. You know, whatever it is or how little it is, you're acknowledging that you do have this, that you are abundant. Yeah. Be abundant in what you have, and that brings about more abundance. It's when we create the vacuum of I don't have this and I don't have that and why don't I have these things that we're then just creating a bigger vacuum to not have.
Yes, yes. You know, it's interesting what you say about being competitive, because we see this so much. We see this with our children, too. I mean, they're still, as much as they're trying to change the way that we educate our children, there's still that competitiveness. And there was something funny that appeared while you said that, is I'm noticing right now, in this moment, three of the four shows in the top spirituality category were all talking about the spring equinox. So let's talk about this. Technically,
right. We
are all competing with one another, right? I mean, who's going to be number one up there, you know? And do we care? Or do we celebrate the fact that on Blog Talk Radio right now in spirituality, three out of four of the top four shows are celebrating exactly what we're doing right now? And to me, I think that is a beautiful, beautiful thing to see.
I do too, and I think it's important when people like you and I get together that we take it beyond what it is both you and I can bring to the table. We take it beyond that we talk about things that aren't necessarily within the genre of our industry, but we are taking it beyond that. You know, that we cross certain lines and borders to go beyond that, you know, to bring the realness of the world back into people's lives, but from a different perspective, because the way that I experience the world, believe me, is really different from most people. And because of all that I can see and all that I'm connected to through my gifts. And so to be able to talk about that extraordinary experience, and that, you know, people need to remember that, you know, the earth is magic. When we go outside, when we connect with all of the David Kingdom, it is unreal. I mean, I know you're going through that every time you go through the woods and you share your pictures and all of the things that I see you sharing on Facebook. It's fantastic, because I know what you're connecting with. I totally, you know, those two eagles flying over you, to me, was an absolute sign for you that, and I do believe one of your totem animals is an eagle. So right there, you're seeing one of your animals that's flying there with you. But also that these two eagles mate for life. They're incredible. They're incredible, you know, just everything that they symbolize. And and there you have these two eagles that are in some kind of mating ritual dance, and you're a part of that. You're busting open with your own springtime energy, and that's, you know, that's pretty special.
Yes. You know what's so amazing, and I find this interesting, is that I thought it was a miracle even when I didn't know they were eagles. I looked up there and I thought, oh, you know, they must be hawks, because, now see, this is an interesting thing for me that I couldn't even comprehend at the time. that these could be eagles. Mm-hmm. It was mm-hmm. so, that would have been so miraculous mm-hmm. that there were two eagles over my head that it wasn't even really within my realm of expectation. Now, once I figured it out, I managed to snap that picture that you saw, which, and they were there for a while. I had put my camera away, Sonia. I was just appreciating them. And then I thought, you know, I was appreciating the moment. And then I thought, no, I got to get a picture. And I got them, you know, right then. And that's when I figured out later, looking at the picture, these don't look like any hawks that I've seen. And then I accepted the full miracle, which, and it was even better. I mean, it was like two miracles, because just seeing the birds to begin with was a miracle, and then knowing they were eagles. So there are just so many lessons there. It's mm-hmm. as if the universe has waiting for us. It's beyond our comprehension, even in the moment, maybe, just how wonderful mm-hmm. it is.
Right. And see, again, if we go back to, you know, what we're served up day in and day out within our society and the structures, the templates, all the things that are built within our society as to how we're supposed to be experiencing things or feeling yeah. or doing, you know, it's real easy to miss all this.
Yeah.
You know, you and I are like the renegades saying, no, you know, drop those grocery bags, drop those shopping bags,
yes.
go outside, you know, connect with what is really, I feel, our core statement for our self-esteem, which is I have a right to be here as a soul in a body on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, with everyone connecting with that core statement for self-esteem, it's not about the badges that we have. It's not about what we've accomplished or done in our lives. Sure, we can feel good about those things and we can be proud of ourselves for accomplishing X, Y, and Z, but it's really about us just being okay, being souls in bodies on the earth. And if we did nothing more than just acknowledge that and sit in meditation together for the rest of our lives, it would be fine. But it's
yeah.
our society that is insisting upon us being more than, and you have to, and you must, and go and further. And I really feel for the young people who are growing up right now, because it was, you know, it was intense enough when we were kids, but it
yeah.
must be just incredibly, a tremendous amount of pressure.
Yes. Yes. Well, I observed that, you know, firsthand as a mother. And I will tell you, Sonia, one of the things mm-hmm. that I realize when I'm walking, I'm sure you do too, is that I love the fact that I'm enjoying this beautiful space. I mean, there's something about being out there, just you and nature in communion, just the two of you, essentially, having this love affair with the earth. But where is everybody? They're all at their desks. They're mm-hmm. all, you know, I have tons of things I work on, but I make time, and you know, I'm fortunate. Again, we are living a different life, Sonia. We are, because we're not tying ourselves down, and we're alive. I met a woman on the trail yesterday. It seems she had come from work. She looked like probably a lot like I used to be, except I didn't make time for nature back then. And I admired her, too, because
mm-hmm.
you know what?
Mm-hmm.
She made the time to come out there for her soul, and it was clear she was still kind of dressed for work
right.
even, and she was out there. And
right.
we can be out there no matter what we're doing. We can do it.
I remember, you're making me laugh, because I remember once I drove through Yellowstone by myself. I was living in New Mexico, and I drove up to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and so on the way back, I had to go through Yellowstone and come back through Yellowstone.
Uh-huh.
And I was by myself, and I stopped the car at this, you know, little turnoff place where you could go hiking. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling my oats. I'm like, okay, I'm a woman. Hear me roar. I'm going to go hiking. And, you know, I take off.
Yeah.
And I don't know how far it was that I was down the trail that I started thinking about,
okay, well, I really didn't plan this out very well because there's grizzly bears here. I mean, I was not worried about people at all. I was worried about encountering a bear because I have so much bear energy. And, you know, it's like I attract bears like crazy. And I spun around and kind of like just very quickly marched right back to my car. Was like, okay, I think I need to rethink this. Because, you know, it's not, there's sensibility and there's fear. Mm-hmm. And I chose sensibility in that moment to be a little bit more cautious about what I was doing. And I applaud you. I know that you go out and hike. And, you know, I wrote something on Facebook to you about that, and that in the old days, women were as much warriors as men. And women were fierce, and so many people don't know this, but we have been both genders throughout our lifetimes. We've been men, we've been women, we've all been both sides of the coin. But women equally have been, you know, warriors, fierce warriors, like men have. And I talked to you on that posting about now you're the peaceful warrior because you're confident, and you feel good about going out there and hiking. And I think that's great. I applaud you. And our society does not allow us that space unless we create it for ourselves because it's so fear-based.
Yes. Well, I think I said on that post, and actually I thought I had to tell myself this. And even in the intro when you weren't here, I talked about taming my own fear. It's, honestly, we put ourselves, there are so many risks in the world. When I almost got in a car wreck the other day, you know. Every time we get in a car, and I'm not focusing, you know, you don't want to focus on bad things. But sometimes things can happen in life, as you say, that maybe aren't exactly what we want for our own growth. And so, you know, things can happen, but I'm still mindful. I'll tell you, Sonia, I think it was 2 weeks ago I was taking a picture of this beautiful little, there were some mushrooms. I don't think I actually posted it. I don't always post them, and I probably should. Well, I didn't realize I was leaning really close to a snake, and I didn't see the snake right away. It was coiled up, and I had no idea what kind of snake it was. It was very colorful. It had black with these beautiful little orange pyramid shapes on it, and I thought, you know, sometimes colorful markings on things can mean poison, but how do I know? And I realized, you know, I have a duty to myself to educate myself about at least these things. You know, I used to work in, or I worked and walked sometimes in Colorado where there were rattlesnakes. You know, you had an awareness you're going to walk right up to a rattlesnake. So, you know, it does take a mindfulness and it does take trust too because things can happen. We have mountain lions. There was a mountain lion just north of here not that long ago. Technically, a mountain lion could show up somewhere. So, you know, and I do have kind of, I talked to someone on the trail once who knew about it and said, well, you don't really need to be afraid of that, you know, or coyotes, you know, because how do you educate yourself? You know, you encounter some coyotes. What do you do? So anyway, like you say, you can be mindful, but all of life can carry risk. And so you just have to decide what it is that you're willing to accept.
Right. And you have to be smart and be prepared, just like my story about waltzing off into Yellowstone National Park by myself. You know, you have to be prepared, and you have to have tools with you that will ensure your safety, whatever that means. And the story I said to remind me to share you goes very well with this, and that is I knew a woman up in Seattle. This is years ago, and she was walking home late at night, and this guy was following her. And, I mean, she'd turn down a street, and he would follow her down the street, and she knew she was being followed, and she was very nervous. She was walking very fast. It was very dark. It was late. And finally, she just, you know, she reached that point where she just couldn't take it anymore. And she turned around really quick, and she took this stance. And he's standing there in front of her, and she goes, "You better look out. I know aerobics."
And the guy just busted out laughing and shook his head and walked away. It was so funny, but it was such a great story about, it's such a great story about the power that we as women have that goes unseen and unsaid. And, you know, it's moments like that that I, you know, my faith is renewed in humanity.
Yes.
That even though this guy was, you know, on a certain track in his thinking, I'm going to rob this woman or worse, mm-hmm. that she was able to, you know, disarm him.
Yeah. That's an example right there of, you know, it's just trust. I mean, our fear can take hold, but, you know, there's something to this, you know, really trusting the universe. And sometimes that means that we do things that, you know, maybe aren't as fun. Maybe she should have run. I don't know what she – some people could say all kinds of shoulds to her. People can say them to me, too. And yet, you're right, she just – she stood in her own authenticity is what she did. And it worked.
She stated, and I thought it was brilliant that she made that statement, you know, you better look out, I know aerobics, because that, you know, she took a little karate stance, and I just think that's such a, that's very creative and quite brilliant. If you have no tools, you have nothing in your purse that can annihilate, you know, the person following you. I applaud that. And certainly I think that the more that we can all stop approaching life and being out in the world from that fear, the more that we can start approaching it from a place of, you know, our energy is saying trust and I am, you know, and I'm safe, the more that we can put that out there, the more we're going to manifest that.
Yes. Because when we're driven by fear, I mean, we are missing out on so much joy. I mean, not even the fear itself, which, of course, shuts
Absolutely.
Us down, but we're not open to new experiences.
Yes.
I mean, where are we going to find the joy in life, Sonia, if we just shut ourselves down?
And that's absolutely right. And
there's
so many people that are driven by fear, that limit what they can or want to do or what they would even choose to do because fear is driving them. And you know, I have to say it's with no help from the media and the information systems that we have, you know, they are driving fear as well.
Yes, we can. We end up internalizing those messages, and then we project them into our lives. It feels that way, and you wonder about our kids, really, because they're being exposed to those messages all the time.
That's right. There's a really interesting group of kids, though, that's coming in. I mean, we've got the whole, you know, several generations of crystal kids that are here, and they're all getting older now, and then we've got, you know, a whole new batch of kids that have come in that are star beings. I mean, they've had no incarnations on Earth, or maybe one or two, and they're extraordinary. And the thing I love about these kids is nothing phases them. They just experience stuff and go, oh, okay, next. They're remarkable.
Yes. Now I have a question for you. There may be people listening today. We've talked about launching new things. What if you're seeking healing? Because you are a healer, and as we launch into spring, you know, especially in the middle of the day, people can be listening who, you know, really are in need of deep healing. And could you reflect on that for us, Sonia? How spring can relate to healing energy?
Well, the type of healing, I'm an energy surgeon, so I go in and remove things from people's bodies and stitch up, you know, internal lesions. And, you know, I go in like a surgeon and you know, work with the cells and the tissue and tumors and cancers and all kinds of stuff. But for people who are needing something that will help them to heal, I always say look at your emotional body first, because the pain or the illness that's in the body is from, in my experience of, you know, working on people for over 30 years, it's from an emotional component that has not been dealt with, you know,
yes.
And I see it over and over and over again. I just worked with somebody who had, you know, sinus problems, really bad sinus problems. And the statement that came out of her mouth was, I feel like I don't have a right to even breathe the air. And it was an old emotional wounding. But people will manifest in their bodies what the wounding is. So, you know, I always suggest to people to really look at where you're wounded. Where is the hurt? Where's the pain? What's the long-standing issue between you and your mother, you and your father, something that happened in childhood, and really look at how that has manifested over and over and over in your life until the point that you now have something going on physically in your body, because, you know, that's the work I do. I help people identify that emotional component, and then we remove it from the body. But people on their own can just find where they're feeling that resistance or that pain in their body and, you know, and see their hands reaching in and just loving it, just fill it up with love.
Yes.
Because that's really what most people are missing the most, is that they didn't feel loved or they felt separated. And honestly, separation from Creator, from our source, is the biggest wounding all of humanity deals with. We're just not ready. You know, when we come into physical form, it's such an incredibly overwhelming experience, and the physical is so dense that, first of all, we get amnesia, like we don't remember where the heck we've been. And then, secondly, we're completely bowled over by the senses. So how can we possibly function with from a place of wow, I just came from source, from God and the universe. I just came from source. Well, now I'm in this other sensation, this dense form, and I feel separated because I feel pain in this dense form. I'm crying. I need milk. I need to be changed. No one's here. So we go through this whole thing in incarnating into physical form, where we feel separate from source, and we spend a whole lifetime dealing with that separation and manifesting that separation. Everywhere we turn, we manifest separation. Oh, look, it's their group, it's not our group. Well, how come they're getting to do this and we didn't get to do that? You know, why is that country get those things and our country doesn't get those things? You know, it's like there's separation everywhere we look.
Yes, yes. It's so true. You know, I'm laughing at this. This is synchronistic. I just happened to notice, you remember I told you there's multiple solstice shows going on, or equinox shows? We're sharing. We're alternating. Like right now, we're in the number one slot. Before, a friend of mine, who I actually care about, Sandy Sedgbeer, you probably know her. She was in number one for a while. She's,
yeah, I know, Sandy.
I admire her very much. And so, see, you know, we're just kind of all sharing the energy. And actually, I highly recommend anyone listening, we all go out and listen in the archive, you know, and see if something resonates, although I know Sandy's will as well. And see, this is it. This is the energy of, you know, actually at Christmas time, you know, Miracle on 34th Street when Macy's talks about, we're not in competition. We're all enjoying and celebrating the energy, and the universe is supporting us by dancing between these shows. And so I'm laughing at this because it's counterintuitive. You know, we're told, oh, you know, we're all competing. We're not competing. We're all joyously together in this. You see what I mean?
Oh, I do believe that where your consciousness is at, yes, that is the experience. I think in the world in general, if you're an engineer, if you're a computer tech person, if you're in the television industry, there's a lot of competition. And
And
it's very difficult for many people in many industries to see past the competition and celebrate in you know, some kind of, you know, larger sense of sharing in an energy. And I do believe that that goes on in the spiritual community.
Yes.
As equally, because we're in the duality, there's also competition in that industry.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean, I think it's brilliant that all of these shows are on and talking about the spring equinox. I think it's wonderful. I feel that there's a need for the listeners to understand that if they're feeling or experiencing competition in their own industry or in their work or, you know, whatever they're doing in their lives, that I feel personally that is a man-made experience that we all need to, you know, put in the garbage and recycle.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and, you know, the more we come to love one another, too. I mean, it's like we're all, I mean, you don't even want to be in competition with people that you love. And ultimately, we're all in this together. And I used to be an engineer, you know. I was a computer scientist, so I know full well what it's like to, I was terribly competitive. I mean, I was just obsessed with it. So I get that. And the universe is playing with me. It is. It's playing with me, with my looking around, you know, just seeing, well, how are we doing? And it's sharing. It's sharing among us all. It's a beautiful message.
Right, right. It is. It's great. And I'm really glad that you're doing what you're doing now.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. But, you know, it takes courage, though. In fact, I think that's worth reflecting on, too, in the spring, is that, you know, sometimes we're called to a path that is going to take some, you know, it's going to require, I hate to say sacrifice, but, you know, sometimes, in fact, I'd like your opinion on this, because I'm going through passages, too, myself, is that, you know, on some of these other paths, like engineering, wow, I mean, you can make really amazing money, and I'm not trying to limit myself either, but it's just so easy to just, you know, I could go get a job and make over $100,000 just pretty quick, and it's like,
right,
but what cost? At what cost? And so,
right.
You know, how do we listen to our souls and trust and just trust and fall out of the consumer culture feeling like we have to have stuff? I mean, to me, this is all a journey for many of us that are finally doing the things we're called to do on the planet.
Right. Well, I think it's twofold. My answer is twofold about that. One is because we've moved into the fifth dimension, everybody is feeling that push, that big, giant zeal for a spiritual path, for connecting spiritually, for feeling their spiritual oats. And it's, again, because we have sort of a misguided, overall, you know, codependent society that wants that wants to sort of make everything into some money-making, you know, prospect.
Yes.
We end up in that spiritual pursuit. We end up, you know, this is the public in general, ends up feeling like, well, I have to become a healer. I have to become a Reiki worker. I have to become a psychic because I feel this stuff and I want to be in service. And again, this is what I talk about in my new book, Become an Earth Angel, is because everybody is spiritual. Everybody does have an intuition and is tuned in. But as we move in and as we have moved into this higher frequency, the more that we can simply drop into that place and do the internal work, clear out the emotional, energetic components that have been stored in our bodies and clear things out karmically, we're able to then take that vibration, that intent that we feel, and move it into the areas of our lives that we are, you know, that we're gifted in or that we need to share that in that industry. So the person who's the artist is now, you know, just like upping the bar to the energy that goes into their art. And the electrician is upping the energy because now that electrician is getting their spiritual energy aligned with, you know, really going to and connecting with the right customers.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so – I work with a woman who's she has a parrot. I love this little bird. I work on her bird once a month, and he's just – he's so sweet. She plays my CD, and which is a meditation CD, and she lets him listen to it. And he moves around and chirps and dances through it the whole time, which is amazing. And when I work on him, he's like totally aware that I'm there working on him. She's in Michigan and I'm in Portland. But this woman, she has a business. She has a store. And, you know, she's very spiritual, obviously. She has me working on her parrot. But she is very aware that her energy and the energy that she connects with needs to be in that store. It needs to be, you know, working with and helping people in the product line that she carries. And I just, you know, I applaud that because so many people are really hungry to be at service, and yet they don't understand, you know, believe me, my job is not easy. And it's not pretty, and a lot of the times I am being attacked. I am having to clear really scary demonic entities and energies. I mean, I go through stuff on a daily basis that I wouldn't wish on my, you know, on anybody.
Yeah.
And you know, so it's sort of like it's twofold in that we have this burst of spiritualism that's happening, but we also need to recognize there's so many parts of our world and our whole society that needs to be filled in with that energy.
Yes, 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 and we feel it now. I mean, there's a lot going on in the world right now. I mean, talk about fear if you chose to fall into fear. And yet there's so much awakening going on at the same time. And it seems like the two go hand in hand. It really does. It's like we're pushed to the wall in some areas and then and for a reason.
It's the duality. It's because people are still experiencing all this stuff in the duality. You know, people in the spiritual movement who are really obsessed with everything has to be positive and everything is good, and they're staying on this kind of over-the-top, I'm happy, I'm positive. What they don't realize is that unless they have full acceptance for the range of emotions that we are meant to feel, experience, process, and release, they are polarizing the duality so that equally that negativity will exist in the world. And that if we could just pull back from both sides, the positive and the negative, and simply observe them, recognize that they exist, but drop into that deeper space, which is peace. You know, peace has a higher vibration than even the word love.
Wow, yes. Yes, that's all. It's derived from love.
That we, that
one
we
is
would,
derived
we
from
would,
the other. Yes.
But we would stop polarizing so much because, you know, a lot of people in the United States do not necessarily see or get how much we're hated on the other side of the world, you know, and how envious other people are of our country and our culture. And man, there's some really serious problems out there with the inability to have maybe the whole world thinking the way you and I are talking about right now. There's a lot of different pockets of people that still have a great deal of anger and, you know, rage going on towards the injustice of their lives and their culture. And I encourage everybody who listens to your show, you know, to really consider, you know, grounding your energy in the spring equinox, ground your energy into the earth and feel the earth energy coming up through the bottom of your feet. And, you know, it's kind of like an avatar where the roots of the trees start growing around their feet and their bodies when they're at the tree. you know, it's like that, but it's the energy form. In energy, it does that. And really allow yourself to not feel your energy going out from your body into something, but ground it into the earth. And it will give you a chance to just observe something without feeling like you have to jump into it and live it. And gosh, I'm sure so many of your listeners are very empathic and they feel a lot, and and so it's easy for those empaths to just want to jump into it and feel everything.
Yes. Yes, that's so true. In fact, that can often be kind of troublesome because it's as if you don't have the barriers that you maybe thought you used to have. The more open you are, you start to take on things. And we are empathic.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you.
You go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to tell you, we're about in the last 4 minutes, and so I just was we're playing like radio tonight. Is it there today? It's kind of funny. It's like the old walkie-talkies, but it's working.
I know.
See, we can communicate.
It's working.
But
I know.
Go ahead. I want you to be able to share, to complete your thoughts for this show. It's just that it's gone by so fast, as usual.
I know. I would love to share from my book, Earthways Healing Medicine for the Soul, the prayer for spring. I think it would be really fun for everybody to have this prayer in their minds and their hearts. In the spring, we plant our seeds into your rich soil, Mother Earth. Thank you for your love and nurturing as they grow into the very food that will feed us and the grain that will feed all of us around the world. We are humbled by you, Goddess, as you provide our essential needs for life. As I send this prayer deep into your ground, I ask that this new year be filled with harmony, love, good health, and prosperity for everyone around the world. I ask that you receive my seeds with these prayers for my earth family.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that. And the gratitude that we feel in this time, as you started the show with, I mean, that to me is the most powerful energy of all. It just overwhelms everything. So, and I'm in a space of gratitude for you, Sonia. I really appreciate your presence here. I know the audience and even the new people we reached out to today. And, a thank you to Blog Talk Radio. They did feature us on the front page of Blog Talk Radio just a little bit ago, and I always thank them because I know they listen and they choose. And so thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for helping us to reach people, because thank you to you, Sonia. You're a wonderful soul. You are an earth
thank
angel.
You.
And I love having you on the show and just among us. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I wanted to invite your listeners to, if they get a chance and they do visit my website, to be sure and check out. I've got 3 meditation retreats coming up this year. One is in Hawaii in May 9th through 11th, and one is in October at Joshua Tree Retreat, and then the one in December is in Mallorca, Spain. And, all of this stuff that I talk about is something that I really approach in these meditation retreats, and that is how to manage your energy and how to get to that place of peace.
Yes. Well, I certainly hope
that
listeners come
for bringing me on.
Oh, well, thank you. And let me remind listeners that, in case they can't see it, soniagrace.com is your website. And in the last few seconds here, frontierbeyondfear.com for upcoming shows. The next show is next Tuesday. I'm going to do this really fast with the live audience. 7 p.m. Pacific, live readings with Tracy Mann, who is a local person in Portland. And then Friday, March 28th, Lorraine Flaherty is coming on the show, if I pronounce her name right, 1 p.m. Pacific. So those two are coming up. And thank you, Sonia. We're in the last 20 seconds, but SoniaGrace.com. I do want to encourage people to go there. And I know we're both going to be at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo in Portland. So that's coming up. And there's a link on frontierbeyondfear.com to that main page. So I invite people to listen. I hope to see you there.
April 5th and 6th.
That's right. Good. That's right. So,
thank you.
Thank you again, and enjoy this day. I know this is a day of celebration for both of us and for all of our listeners. So thank you. Dear Earth Angel,
that's
such a beautiful term for you.
Thank you so much. It was really a pleasure to be on. Thank you.
All right. Well, take care, Sonia. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Just wrapping up the podcast again. Now we're in the recorded program, I understand. So those of you listening, I'm welcoming you across time because I know you've been listening to this show and you've been with us here live in our energy. And I wanted you to know that I always recognize you, that you are here present with us, even if you're listening to us years later on some other equinox. And or any time you're listening, may you feel the rejuvenation of spring, the energy of this day. And once again, frontierbeyondfear.com. This is a listener-supported show, and I do invite your support. Even if it's just $5 or whatever support, or energetic support is very helpful as well. I invite you to just join in the community of this program in whatever way it makes sense for you. So thank you so much, everyone, for being here today. I so appreciate your loving energy around this show. And if you are listening today, either later in the day on the spring equinox, because I believe many of you may be, I hope that you get outside. In fact, whatever day it is, get outside. And if you're in the middle of the city, get outside and look up to the sky. Appreciate the stars. Appreciate the earth. There is earth all around you, no matter where you are. If you can only see a few little flowers at your feet in the middle of New York City, get outside. Enjoy it. Appreciate it. Take it in. Celebrate and feel the divine and who you are. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Take care. Thank you.